Greetings from Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estertori, bringing you today's daily financial services news wrap. Let's start with a major story making headlines on July 20th, 724. Aecon Constructions, along with its director Sait Iransi, were met with a record fine of $250,000. This decision by the Victorian Building Authority followed revelations that they used counterfeit insurance certificates to secure building permits. Investigations discovered an alarming figure of over 150 faked domestic building insurance records, pushing Aecon's operations into a legal gray area. Consumer complaints in May led to their suspension in April, while Director Iransi faces a three-year industry ban. The message is clear from VBA CEO Anna Cronin that unethical practices will face severe repercussions and consumers are asked to verify builders' registrations and DBI policies vigilantly. For now, the VBA stands with Aecon's affected clients, assisting them through this muddle. Next, we turn to a slight dip in the Australian stock market. Yesterday, the ASX 200 slid by 0.27% to 8,036.5 points, and the All Ordinaries went down by 0.37% to 8,272.7 points. This occurred despite a new influx of 50,000 jobs, which unfortunately did not prevent unemployment from rising 4.1%. This disparity brings with it new fears of potential interest rate hikes. While the stock market faces some turbulence, Super's fund CBUS remains resilient, even with its close ties to the scrutinized construction, forestry, maritime, and energy union. CBUS highlights diverse influences and maintains direct communication with members, despite some level of political scrutiny and investigation. In news about insurance company movements, Liberty Mutual Insurance Group's LMRA is stretching its arms in Australia. They're shifting their operations from being managed through Lloyd's to direct intervention by LMRE's dedicated Australia branch. This move signifies a determined focus to increase their regional presence and is likely to offer more personalized reinsurance solutions for clients. Stay informed, stay secure. This was your daily financial services news wrap with me, Paige Estertori, for Financial Services Online. For more details and updates, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au.